Joining me right now is Dr. Carrie Rowe, who is the Secretary of the Department of Education for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Dr. Rowe, it's a pleasure to have you on Indiana in the Morning this morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let's get started here. How come you wanted to visit ICTC today?
I think they're doing a lot of things that are emblematic of career and tech education across the Commonwealth. Wanted to see the programs that they currently are operating, and then perhaps talk a little bit about some of the programs they're thinking about bringing in.
What is the one thing you are looking forward to in your visit? Is there a section of the school that you want to see in action?
I know that they have several different programs here, from electrical and welding all the way to cosmetology and the like. I'm also aware that maybe next year they might be adding an education component. And I know that we have a particular deficit in the number of teachers in Pennsylvania. We always need more teachers. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in learning a little bit more about what they might put in place for next year.
How important is vocational or a technical or vo-tech education in today's job market, especially because of the fact that we're beginning to see motion on the Homer City redevelopment property for the natural gas facility? How important is a vo-tech education in today's age?
Well, I think, you know, as our governor often talks about, we're always looking for different pathways for students to move forward. One pathway that, you know, we've often talked a lot about is students going to college. But I think we're becoming more and more aware that that's not the only pathway that they have, that career and tech education is something that works for a lot of students. And it begins to answer that age-old question of, when am I ever going to need to know this? Mm-hmm. Well, you're probably going to need to know that math, and you're going to need to be able to engage in some of the science that you've learned in school if you're going to do any electrical work or welding or cosmetology. All of those things become really important to demonstrate that you have good grip on those skills. So between going right into the workforce, military, also reasonable options for kids, but certainly CTC opens up a lot of doors.
It's got to be encouraging to hear that there's even been some word being passed around of the jobs being made available for that plant, and they've already started coming here to try to recruit.
I have heard about that, that the plant is going to need something close to 10,000 workers as the plant is being built and kind of getting on track, and then perhaps as many as 1,000 workers after that. So certainly there's going to be plenty of room for the trades, and I think that CTCs, not just here but across the Commonwealth, are going to really help to fill that need.
So CTCs are still going to have a very important part even as we go 5-10 years down the road as far as education goes in Pennsylvania.
Oh, absolutely. This is just the beginning. This is a major project, and I've heard it classified as one of the biggest projects of its kind in Pennsylvania history, but it is the next project. It certainly won't be the last, and there's going to be a lot of room for students who have a career in tech education background to have a place in that future here in Pennsylvania.
What other changes do you see probably 5-10 years down the road for education in Pennsylvania outside of vo-tech schools?
Well, I think even this project that we're talking about in Homer City, that is going to be about data centers, as I understand it. And there's a lot of talk right now about AI. There's some fear, naturally. But I think we also can take a look at what we can teach our students now in information science and computer science that might help them build for that future.
All right, time to go from the macro to the micro a little
okay.
bit here. Talking about the near future with the Department of Education, as we know, budget season is underway, and I'm assuming that the Department of Ed has gone through a lot when trying to prepare things for the governor's budget and for your own personal budget, for the department's budgets as well. How's that been going?
That's been moving along. We have gone through appropriations hearings that were in late February and early March, and the legislature has met several times to talk about different budgeting pressures that they're facing. And I think we're really moving into the season where that should be coming to a close, where they've negotiated back and forth and are trying to come to some type of agreement here by June 30th.
Governor Shapiro has always been a champion to try to get more funding for education at both the both the elementary, high school, and also postgraduate levels. So that's got to be heartening to have him on your side like that.
It absolutely is. Every time you hear him talk about education, it really is in a positive light. He appreciates the work that teachers and administrators do, and really seems to kind of put the money behind those big plans that he has in education.
So at this point, it's now just wait and see so as the process kind of plays itself out.
Absolutely. The department is always ready to answer questions that the legislature might have as they're trying to make their decisions. So we stand ready to provide them with data. And beyond that, we're in kind of a holding pattern to see what things look like moving forward. As soon as we have that budget, we'll break it down and send it out to the school district so they know what they have to work with after June 30th.
And that's a pretty quick turnaround, as always. Whenever you have the numbers, that goes out pretty quick to the districts.
It absolutely does. They need answers as soon as possible. I think a lot of people don't recognize that school districts are required to have their budgets in late June, and oftentimes they're doing that without the benefit of knowing what their state subsidy will be for the following year. So in a lot of ways, they're flying blind. So getting them those dollars, a breakdown of the dollars and how they'll be able to spend them is really important to us.
Is there a wish list for you? Maybe if you had the perfect budget, is what's on the top of that wish list?
Oh, on the top of the wish list would be to get school districts as many unrestricted dollars as we can. Nobody knows better what the different communities need related to education than the superintendents and CTC directors themselves. So, in as much as it's possible for us to do that, we like to provide those types of funds. I'm really excited about some potential funding for structured literacy. It's something that we feel will kind of level the playing field in Pennsylvania and provide students a leg up as they move forward in their education. And certainly, if there's any type of funding that can follow that, I'm all for it.
Going back then now to the idea of vo-tech schools and places like the ICTC, is there anything in the budget that would help out in this case, help out a place like ICTC?
Yeah, the governor's budget proposal did add several million dollars for both CTCs and apprenticeships. So we're hoping that the legislature gives at least the dollar amount that was proposed and perhaps adds a little bit more, seeing how important it is to our students.
Dr. Rowe, thank you very much for joining us. We're out of time. I know you want to get to touring the facility, but thank you very much for joining us. And please come back and talk with us again soon.
All right, I'll do that. Thanks for having me.